Coulter, We Don't Trust You. By Ann Coulter on September 4, 2019. Like all Americans, I've been deeply moved and horrified by the recent spate of mass shootings. Surely, I thought, there must be some common sense gun regulations that could put an end to the carnage. Red flag laws, longer waiting periods, age limits, something. Leaving aside the usual suspects, who are rushing to the microphones to demand the immediate confiscation of all guns, liberals are appealing to us to come together in good faith and formulate a plan to keep guns out of the hands of these monsters, using fair process and common sense. The only problem is that no one on their side believes in good faith, fair process, or common sense. Here's the reality: we don't trust the other side, nor should we. Americans used to be able to rely on two bulwarks to protect us from stupidity. 1. Legal process. The genius of our founders was to strictly limit the power of capricious and often armed government officials and to create a government of laws that made major changes difficult, but not impossible. You want a new amendment to the Constitution? Get 38 states to ratify it, two-thirds of the Senate to vote for it, the President to sign it. There, you've changed the Constitution. You oppose a law? Run for office, put a proposition on the ballot, donate to a campaign, persuade your fellow citizens, or move to a different state. 2. Common sense. We also used to be able to assume that a basic reasonableness undergirded our society, flowing across generational lines, political divides, racial differences, and policy disputes. Until the 1970s, for example, federal courts mostly enforced actual legal and constitutional rights on the books. The other branches of government tended to perform their roles in good faith, or at least not in obvious bad faith. Whether you were a Taft Republican or a JFK Democrat, you believed that we had a border, that people here illegally would be processed according to law, that there were two sexes, that free speech was a hallmark of our nation, and that a kid could dress up as a cowboy or Indian for Halloween without being branded a racist. Process. I'm not saying we trusted you and got a bad result. I am saying we trusted you, but you abandoned the Constitution and the law to get the result that you could not win honestly. At least we still have our common sense. Surely, we can count on the next generation to believe in free speech down to the marrow of their bones. They clearly understand that college campuses, whatever else they are, must always be bastions of open inquiry and far-reaching debate. They obviously recognize the wisdom and majesty of the Constitution's Electoral College. Nope. None of that is true. Actress Deborah Messing is collecting names of Trump supporters for a new Hollywood blacklist. Armed and masked left-wing brown shirts patrol the streets of Portland, Oregon, beating up suspected Trump supporters. I tweet, "It's a nice day," and 2,000 people respond that they hope I will die. We're dealing with people who are not honest brokers. We can no longer have any expectation of good faith, sound process, or common sense. In this environment, it's preposterous to believe that we can start putting asterisks on the Second Amendment and hope that it will survive. We can't entrust our liberties to your dirty hands. Copyright 2019 Ann Coulter.